Education Minister announces closure of underpopulated schools. Guidelines issued for the purchase of textbooks for primary and secondary school students for academic year 2015-2016. And a white paper on special economic zones tabled in Parliament. This is House Matters. Thanks for joining us. Effective September 2015, the Ministry of Education will close 18 underpopulated primary schools across the island as it seeks to achieve greater levels of efficiency in the school system. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the institutions had small school populations ranging from a low of 16 to a maximum of 68 students.
The schools to be affected are Bowden Hill School, Tower Hill Primary, Clifton Primary, both in East Rural St. Andrew. We are still receiving proposals that may affect the Mount James All-Age School, the Black Hill All-Age School in Portland Western as the Belvedere Primary, the Pear Tree River Primary in St. Thomas Eastern, and Preston Hill and Rosebank in St. Mary.
Minister Thwaites was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. Some of the other schools are Alps Primary and Infant in Southern Trelawney, Brittonvale and Clydesdale Primary in southeastern St. Anne, in eastern Hanover, Hillsbrook Primary, Auchtenbiddy Primary and Junior High in northwestern Manchester, Hope Primary in St. Elizabeth, and Heartlands Primary in central St. Catherine. Reverend Thwaites says the students from the affected schools have been registered at other institutions. Meanwhile, the Education Ministry has issued guidelines for the purchase of textbooks for primary and secondary school students for the 2015-2016 academic year. As outlined in the ministry paper tabled in Parliament Tuesday, the ministry will spend $775 million to procure textbooks for students in grades 1 to 9. Reverend Thwaites says with the exception of text for literatures in English, the books provided at both primary and secondary levels are adequate to reinforce the learning experiences of students. Here's a breakdown of the number of books to be purchased at each grade level.
At grade levels 1 to 3, no more than 2 supplementary texts are required. For grades 4 to 6, 1 workbook each for science, social sciences, social studies, language arts, and mathematics. And for grades 7 to 9, no more than 2 supplementary texts, and on an average, 3 literature books, approximately 1 per term. Books that are required outside of these guidelines must be based on children's unique learning needs.
Following a survey of the cost of recommended supplementary textbooks, the ministry has issued a cost guideline ranging from $4,000 for grade 1 to $12,368 for grade 9. And the Industry, Investment and Commerce Ministry is advanced in its preparation of the Special Economic Zone Framework. Portfolio Minister Anthony Hilton laid the white paper on special economic zones in Parliament on Tuesday. The policy paper developed on special economic zone regime was approved by Cabinet on January 5 and then tabled in Parliament on January 13 this year. A special economic zone is a geographically demarcated area that has different trade and business laws from the rest of the country. It is used to attract foreign direct investment, stimulate local investment, increase trade, and create jobs. Minister Hilton says the adoption of the new special economic zone regime will ensure that Jamaica is in conformity with the World Trade Organization's agreement on subsidies and countervailing measures by December 2015.
Jamaica's SEZ regime, Mr. Speaker, represents a customized economic strategy designed to enhance industry competitiveness and positively impact growth. The SEZs are not a panacea for economic growth in Jamaica, but they do represent a tried and proven strategy that have been adopted by various countries to develop and diversify their economies.
Minister Hilton says the strategies will ensure that there is no negative impact on the country's existing tax base. He was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.